Welcome to the Brand You Like a Boss podcast for ordinary people looking to live a meaningful and extraordinary life. Your host, Natasha Weston, talks branding and interviews incredible bosses from various industries, professions, and walks of life who are successfully building brands that people know, love, and trust. Join the conversation. Now, here's Natasha.
Welcome back to the Brand You Like a Boss podcast. Today's episode is number 6, so we're on our very last one here for this series. This has been like a fun ride, but today's episode is special because I'm going to be chatting with a good friend and a new brand boss who is making tremendous strides in both life and in business. So joining me today is Akeem Coakley, and he is the owner and founder of Adjust Demand. And Adjust Demand is a company that specializes in creating revolutionary hair products that secures your hair in place. So after struggling to find a rubber band that could hold his dreadlocks, Akeem set out to create a solution that would not only be the answer to his natural hair problems, but would be a solution for others who struggle with the same problems as well. Like many of us, he took a leap of faith and launched what has now become a phenomenon here in Charleston, South Carolina, and is rapidly reaching the hands of natural hair lovers all over the country. I'm super excited to have him here today with us to discuss kind of how life has changed since he's tapped into his very own personal brand, and also to talk to him about maybe some of the challenges that he has faced as he builds his empire. So welcome to the podcast, Akeem.
Glad to be here.
Awesome. So this episode is going to be slightly different from the others that I've done, only because Akeem is, this is what, your first year as a business owner, and so we're just going to have more casual conversations. I know him personally, so he's not like some of my guests where I've never met them or anything. I actually know him, so that's the fun part about it. So if you're listening, kick your shoes off, chill, take a deep breath, grab a glass of wine, grab a beer, whatever you drink, and just chill and just kind of listen in. We're going to just kind of chit-chat about his brand and where he is going from here. So, Akeem, let's start off by, can you tell us, first of all, since I mentioned you have a natural hair, a solution for natural hair lovers, so pretty much you created a product that helps natural hair people to be able to hold their hair without it popping or anything like that. So can you briefly explain to us what Adjust Demand is and why, how and why you got the idea?
Okay, yeah, I'll go give a little breakdown. Well, the natural band, that was my second idea. The first one was I honestly just call it just a regular adjuster band. I actually thought about it after I kept getting my hair retwist from different hairstylists. Some of them used to use the scrunchies. So I was thinking, why not make a band that starts small, then it expands all at one time, and your dreads can just keep getting in there every time that they twist it. So that way they don't have to keep unloosing the scrunchie or the rubber band keep popping or those type of things. At this time, I'm still working on the measurements for that, but when I started creating it and actually locked it inside my hair, I noticed that it didn't pull my hair. I noticed that when I was playing basketball, jogging, my hair never moved, unlike rubber bands and scrunchies. So that actually started the effect of actually starting to adjust the bands. And I actually talked to one of my cousins in D.C., and she was talking about natural hair and all the girls up there with natural hair in D.C. So she was talking about trying to make a band for them. So I went back to the drawing board. I just made it a little longer, made some more elastic on it. That way you can adjust it to whatever size the mohawk or smaller size the puff. And once I tried it out around here in Charleston, the ladies loved it in Charleston. I sent it out there to my cousin in D.C. She loved it. So that's when I started posting it on Facebook. And now we're here.
So let's backtrack just a little bit. Now, I know you personally. I've seen you before. I'm sure a lot of people listening have never seen you before to know how long you've been actually growing your dreads. So when did you start growing your dreads, and did you ever think that it would turn into a lucrative opportunity for you?
Not at all. Wow. Honestly, the only reason why I actually grew my dreads is when I went to got a scholarship and playing at Mars Hill in Asheville, North Carolina, and there's not that much black people over there to cut hair. So I was thinking might as well just twist it up. That way I had to worry about it. And from that point, that happened probably back in 2010. I think I started growing my hair. And from that point, it just got longer and longer. And, yeah, the adjuster band just came out of nowhere, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So it's funny how, like, things that we do, like, have done years ago, now it makes so much sense to us. Like, when you started growing dreads, I'm sure you weren't even thinking about having issues with rubber bands or scrunchies popping and not working.
Exactly.
And, like, you know, it's funny. When you first told me about the idea, I was like, how in the world would he have thought about that? Like, people have been growing dreads for years, and I've never heard anybody come up with anything like that. So I say that to say, you know, a lot of people want to get into business, and they're trying to rack their brains to figure out, like, what do I create? What type of product do I create? What type of service? And I always say, like, pay attention to what you do every day. Pay attention to the things around you, the questions people ask. What problems are you having?
Yeah.
Can you solve those problems? Have you solved those problems? And if you have, somebody else out there is struggling with the same types of things. And so create something that'll benefit all of you. So I think it's beautiful that, you know, you took something that was a problem for you and you created a solution, and that's what businesses are supposed to do. We're supposed to create solutions. And I think that also on the flip side of that, the fact that, you know, you have a great personality and you're not, you know, your reputation isn't crappy like a lot of people I know. I think that your personality and who you are as a person is also really allowing your business to move a lot quicker and really thrive a lot faster. I mean, you're, what, barely 6 months in business, right? And
not even that, like 3 months. I think, well, the website only been out for a month. I sold the first one on Facebook. Had it been about 2.5 months ago, I believe.
Right.
So, yeah, it haven't been that long. So, yeah, but the support is crazy.
The support is crazy, and I've been sitting back watching. I remember the first video, I think it might have been the first video you put out where you had the model, the natural hair model, and that video got thousands of views. Now, guys, let's stop right there. Pay attention to what I'm saying. His business is less than 6 months old. He's a first-time business owner, first-time entrepreneur, and his first demonstration video for his brand-new product before the website even launched got thousands of views, hundreds of shares. I literally sat and watched over a time span of a week of how many people were supporting what he was doing. And even if the person wasn't a natural hair person like me, I was still so moved to share it because of the person behind the business. And that is why I like to tell people that work on your personal brand. Work on making sure that your reputation is up to par before you even launch a business. Because you can launch the best product, have the best idea in the world, but if nobody really knows you, if nobody really likes you or vibes with you, you're going to have a hard time selling that product. And so I thought, and even down, honestly, even down to you being on this podcast, when I put out the Facebook post about, like, what guys are out there building brands, tag them, when I tell you the majority of the tags were you, I was like, what?
Crazy.
It's crazy.
And
so it goes back to your reputation. What is your reputation doing for you? Is it causing you to be held back? Is it allowing you to move along a lot faster than a typical person? And that's the beautiful thing, again, about branding. And so when you were in college, what were you going to college for? What was your major?
Physical education teaching. Honestly, to me, I honestly went to school for the degree, but for the basketball scholarship. But to me, I knew that you had to have a degree in order to move up in corporate America. But I know my passion wasn't really physical education teaching, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But to me, it's all about the experience, man, because my coach, was my last coach. I had like four different coaches, and the thing that taught me more about life is basketball. Because like my first coach, when I went to Francis Marion, he ended up, that was a terrible team. He ended up stealing from stealing from the players. We used to drive home without getting out to eat at some time. So coach, we're not gonna fight for this man. So of course we had a bad season. The second one, he brought in all his other players to the team, so he treated them differently. So that caught a little divide in the team. So to me, I made sure I take all those lessons. To me, in the third one, he was about to retire, so he just old. He was an old-minded man, so the knowledge wasn't there. So we did bad as well. But my last coach, to me, the way he just made everybody feel and just made sure that he knew that he always had our back more than everything. That probably was the best season that we ever had. So to me, I try to just take all those little experiences in life, then try to build it inside my company and my brand.
Absolutely. Awesome. Yeah. And, I mean, you're doing it the right way. Like, you're doing it the right way. And I think now is the perfect time for what you're doing, because the natural hair thing, it's still fairly new. People have been doing it, but, like, now it's become, like, a trend. Everybody wants to be natural. Everybody wants dreads. And even if you don't grow your dreads, they're now, like, the fake dreads. It's become, like, something that everybody wants to be a part of, you know? And even if you're not African-American, like, we've seen Caucasian people trying it. Like, it's just become, like, the new normal. And so, you know, now that you're tapping into this industry, it's a still fairly new market, but it's well-established enough to where it's proven that if you do create a business in this lane, it's going to do pretty well if you push it the right way. So I think, you know, you starting your business right now is kind of like you've done it at the perfect time, and you've got, like, the people backing you. And, like, that's just the great thing about it, because even if you don't have natural hair, like, you're going to be compelled to purchase or tell somebody about it that you know, because we all know at least one or two people that has dreads or braids or just are natural in general. So,
A couple of people, and that's a big thing as well. That's the company I think is big for this market, because you'll be able to customize all the different colors, and everybody want to be different. So, and some of the people actually bought the Joseph Bands. I know a couple people in Florida and California just bought it just to put it around their wrist, like Miami Hurricane colors.
Oh,
wow. Lakers as well. So, yeah. So, to me, the support is real. Even a couple of people just walking around Charleston, no hair, nothing, just bald head and beard. Just still bought one. Just
wow.
For the support. So, yeah, it's amazing out there right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, wow. Wow. I'm, like, really just, I'm proud of you, but I'm just, like, I really enjoy watching, like, something start from just an idea. And like I said, it's always a bonus when you know the person is just a good person. Because, I mean, I'm sure you can attest to this. We've grown up with some not-so-great people. And, like people that, you know, they've had, you know, maybe they've had ideas, but they've never executed them. And I'm sure now you're really kind of setting the tone for a lot of people that we've grown up with, for a lot of people that we know, that maybe we went to school with or we work with. You're setting the tone now. You kind of raised the bar a little bit. And I'm sure now people are looking up to you, like, if he could do it, I could do it too. Maybe I need to really kind of think more about this idea that I have. So now that you started this business and you're getting, like, a whole lot of support, I'm sure now you're a little more intentional with, you know, everything that you do. I mean, like, you think more about it now. You're like, okay, I probably shouldn't do that because that wouldn't be a good look for my brand. I probably shouldn't. Like, you still, I read your post and I'm like, he's still himself. But it's like you're a little more intentional about what you do and how you interact with people. So that brings me kind of, like, I guess, to my next question. Like, how has life changed for you from a leadership standpoint since you started Adjust the Bands? Like, how have things shifted for you a little bit?
Well, I think most people, you still always kind of look up to me. And I think one thing that really changed now, my cousin and one of my brothers is actually helping me out making adjuster bands in my garage.
Uh-huh.
And trying to explain to them how to make it without coming off as I'm yelling at them or trying to tell them what to do, because some
right.
people are expensive and working with those different personalities, it could be a headache sometimes. So I think, to me, they're trying to do it in a nice way, and they're trying to reposition how to do certain things without people getting so defensive. Because I'm not, people trying to say I'm a micromanager a little bit, but as of right now, because the business is now starting to get off, I'm just trying to make sure that everything goes perfect for now. But I think just trying to position that just a little easier to my brother, my cousin.
Right. Well, I think it's a good thing that you got them there to help you. And you know, who knows? Like, you know how people always say, and I used to say it too, like years ago when I first started, like, this whole entrepreneurship thing, I used to say, oh, like, my family, they don't support me. Like, they don't get it. They don't know what I'm doing. That was, like, my favorite line. Like, I said that all the time. But then I realized, I was like, they don't get it because you don't let them into what you're doing. You just assume they don't want any part of it. So, you know, now I always recommend, like, when people say, well, my family isn't supporting me, I'm like, well, do they know what you're doing? Because even though it's your passion, it's your baby, but and people will never really understand it like you do, but that doesn't mean that they can't have a surface level of understanding for it, even if it's just surface level. And I think, you know, I look at, like, Kevin Hart, and I always use him, for example, because I think it's so awesome that all of his friends that he grew up with, well, most of them, they're either his manager, his assistant, they're all, like, that's his team. And I think that's ideally, I think that's what we all would like as entrepreneurs. I mean, realistically, that's not going to happen for everybody. But I think if you can start off with your family, then that's, like, that's a great thing. Great thing, because if it does nothing else for them, it motivates them to want to be better and do more. And that's, like, that's the ultimate goal, I think, out of everything. Now, all of them, they might start with you. They may not end up where you're going to be, but you could at least give them the opportunity. So I think that's pretty dope.
Exactly, yeah. Man, my mother, my father helped me out as well. My brother posted some stuff on Facebook. So, it's all a whole family thing.
Awesome. So I'm going to ask you the question that I always ask my new clients, and it's like the big personal branding question, because now you started your business, so you've got that already rolling. But I'm asking for me and for all of the people that are going to be listening, this big infamous question. What do you want to be known for? If you could, with no limitations or anything, what does Akeem Coakley want to be known for? If you could pick anything in the world, what do you want to be known for?
Someone who always will have my people's back.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, honestly, everything I do, like if you really know me, you read my posts and those type of things, you kind of know my mindset at. But honestly, I'm all about our people, trying to better our people, recycle our money, those type of things. So I'd say that's probably what I want to be known for.
So from a business perspective, so, like, let me give you an example. So, like, okay, I'll use Kevin Hart again. He's, like, one of the funniest African-American comedians in the world. So, like, from a business career aspect, what would you want to be known for, let's say, in, like, the next 10 years? What would you want people to say about you when you're not around?
As a business aspect, with people that I have the best quality, durable, customizable, and adjustable hair band in the market.
Awesome. That is the bomb. Like, I see it. And, like, you know, I even, like, taking it a step further, I see you being, because, honestly, I think from what I've seen, the natural hair care industry is female-dominated.
Yeah.
So to see a male stepping into that arena, I see you, and I even say in the next 5 years, as the top a leader in the natural hair care, a male leader in the natural hair care industry. Because you've got Miss Jessie, you've got, you know, my Teal Curl Box. Majority exactly. of the leaders now, like right now in the natural care industry, are female run. It's female dominated. So it's beautiful that now a male is stepping into that industry, and you got so many female supporters. So I think that's going to be an opportunity for you from a business perspective. It's yeah. something that you can definitely leverage. And so that's where I see you being, like, in 5 years, like, a leader mm-hmm. in the natural hair care industry. So I'm proud
you know
of
what? You. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. You know what? I wasn't even thinking of it like that. And that's, I guess that's how come I can't wait to get that Brand You Like a Boss book.
yeah.
I wasn't even thinking like that.
yeah, I mean, that's it's great. Opportunity all around you, like, for where you are. Like, you're in a prime spot. And I think sometimes, and I think we all experience it at different stages in business, we tend to navigate towards the crowded and saturated industries, not really understanding where we are positioned at, and you yeah. want to be in a lane that's not dominated, because if there were like a million other black males that were in the natural hair care industry, it may not be as much opportunity for you. The product that you have probably would have already yeah. been created. So now that exactly. you are stepping into a lane that's already existing, but you're creating your own, like, you're a new face in a female-dominated industry. And I think that's like, awesome. That's like, you know, when females started dominating TV. Before, it was a male-dominated industry. And so when females started stepping on the scene, then it was like, oh, wow, like, this is opportunity. So I think you're in a prime yeah. spot, and the opportunity is great. And so I guess, you know, my advice to you is to keep really leveraging that opportunity, because you're doing something that is not too many males aren't doing it. So you got a yeah. lot of opportunity. And so if you're listening, don't go jump. If you're male, don't go jump into this lane just because I said that.
already taken.
but, you know, again, you know, friend to friend, I'm proud of you. And like I said, you are building your brand like a boss. I'm proud of you. And you are, like, setting the tone and example for a lot of people. And that's, like, you know, outside of making money, that's the most rewarding feeling of building any type of brand, is that you're inspiring somebody else to be better, do better, give more. And I think you're setting a great example of that. So, you know, I got your back, and you're doing phenomenal things. So do you have any last words that you want to share with the people?
Honestly, I really do appreciate all the support from everybody, the hair salons, all the inboxes, the shares, the likes. I really appreciate everything that you guys have done for me so far. And I am proud of you as well, Tasha. You got to keep doing your thing.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So tell the people where they can keep up with you and where they can purchase some products from Adjust-A-Band.
Basically, you can get in contact with me on Facebook at Adjust-A-Bands, on Facebook, Instagram, Adjust-A-Bands. The website is adjust-a-bands.com. You also can get in contact with me email at adjust-a-bands@gmail.com.
Perfect. So you guys heard it here. Be on the lookout. He's going to be everywhere after a while. So get your Adjust-A-Bands before the price goes up, because – duh, it's going to go up at some point, right?
So,
guys, please stay in contact with Akeem Coakley, founder, CEO of Adjust-A-Bands. This is only the beginning, and I'm happy that I'm getting one of the first interviews. I'm so excited about it. Because this is the first of many. Just keep up with him and watch as he grows and expands his brands and really grows his influence. So that is episode 6, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to all 6 of these episodes. It's been a fun ride. I'm kind of sad that it's ended, but you know what? If you guys want more, I won't do it every week, but just leave a review. Let me know what you've thought about the series, and I will possibly, maybe after the book release, which is on June 21st, by the way, maybe I'll, like, throw in some little mini episodes, because, honestly, I've been getting emails from people wanting to get on the podcast, so that's always a good sign. So, maybe I will consider doing some past, but for right now, this is the end. This is our farewell, and I want to just sincerely thank everybody that has tuned in. The ratings have been through the roof for this 6 weeks, so I'm really thankful because without you guys listening, sharing, subscribing, it would not have happened. And so, again, June 21st, the Brand You Like a Boss book will be here everywhere. I'm super excited. And if you enjoyed all 6 episodes, then you'll want to grab the book because it's an extension of every interview that we have done in these past 6 weeks. So order a copy for yourself, order it for a friend, a family member, and you can get it at brandyoulikeaboss.com/pre-order. Also join the list over there and get those bonuses before June 20th. June 20th is the last day that you can do that. And then one last thing, join the Thunderclap campaign. It's free, and you can do that at bit.ly/allcaps support BYLAB. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Akeem, for joining us for our final episode. Congratulations on your business. I'm proud of you guys. Connect with him. And, guys, you can always connect with me at brandyoulikeaboss.com and all over social at Official Potty. Until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.